Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 18 with verses 23 through 27. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. The way of the world surely was different in Jesus' time. People owed kings their lives because the kingdom supported entire families, making sure they were employed, housed, and fed until one day the king decides to collect on debts he knows families can't pay back. Is this the ploy to see how one would react? You know, will you be nice or upset, or will you beg or succumb to how the king will collect? Maybe this king just wanted a variety of servants to pay their fair share. Either one, your reaction is how one could dare to overcome this burdensome snare. People will concede by the way you react. Tears flowing, wailing, and lamenting to our Lord comes to mind as fact. Seeking forgiveness as you dance with the divine in kind. God surely seeks this earnest reaction when saying, "I'm sorry." No matter the crime, each time, God knows our inability to react in any way but human, unless your denial will be so evident that instant judgment can and will take place for those who are ready to meet this fate. Death is waiting for those who don't believe that eternal life is the offer for saying, "I'm sorry," often leaning on his need to concede life as redeemed, but still willing to bleed for others' grace, need. Amen. I'm going to give you a little story today, one that you won't see written and typed, but how we feel this needs to take place when helping others who are filled with plight. Our local church has a father who comes. He's older and dealing with bone cancer, and his energy has plummeted. He has three children that are 18, 15, and 11. I should say boys, because they are boys. And they live with him because he has taken over for a mother who died and left him as their person in charge. We have been going over and helping him clean and arranged for a washer and dryer to show up after 5 years of not having one. Then we came over with a dining room table, and today we're going to go and spend some time helping him, washing clothes, cleaning his home, and getting his children in action to help around the house, to be a part of this family that these boys need so desperately. So today we ask for this kind of debt to be paid, and that we are doing what God is asking us to do by helping those willing to bleed for others' grace need. Now you understand. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We continue to pray for those brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother to intercede for the sister of Jackie. And take our prayers directly to Jesus. And allow Jesus to hear them aloud. We pray for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And we continue our prayers for those in need, especially single families. Amen. We pray in Jesus' precious blood by his name. Each day we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 18 with verses 23 through 27. We've got a two-stanza poem. This is how we end our study each day. We hope you enjoy this poetry. We pray as we share an ongoing poem, which title is A Mount Huge Ode, Debtor Began to Cry. King likened to heaven's kingdom, why? Servants his, accounts settle, none can deny. A Mount Huge Ode, debtor began to cry. Pay no way, sell property, children, and wife to comply. Homage paid to king on his knees. Me have patience, he said, asking a big please. In full I will give you all I owe indeed. Master's compassion moved. Loan forgave in full. King concedes. Amen. The King of Heaven will concede your ability to just say, I'm sorry. And remember, if you don't forgive, he won't let you come to heaven. And he won't let you see life eternal. He won't let you walk the roads of heaven, the golden highways of truth. We ask for this for those who we've ever done anything wrong against. We ask this of my children. We pray for their forgiveness. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is April 21st, 2023. And I'm recording this morning at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels as we are each day. Give us some grace to understand and pray how to live the will of God each and every day. That's what makes me a poet in Christ, I'd love to say. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you. And my beautiful wife and soul mate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. As we close today at 9:27, that's a novena of nine. It's going in three times for 27 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.